Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Hello and welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider, your host as always, back for year three of our show together, highlighting Newman Jets athletics, our student athletes, our coaches, our administrators, and so much more. We begin the 2025-2026 academic calendar with episode 145, and boy, it feels so good to be back for our show once again. So much has changed, so much is continuing to grow with Newman Jets Athletics, and we have so much to discuss over the next several weeks as we get the fall semester rolling with athletics, and we get to introduce you to some new faces, some new voices around campus, and we'll do that today with our show, because in case you hadn't heard, there are some brand new faces around our campus, but perhaps none more important than the guest on our show here today. It is our brand new athletics director here at Newman University in Kenyon Spears. I had the wonderful chance to sit down one-on-one with him this week to just kind of learn about him and learn what his goals are, what his vision is, who he is as a person, all of that. You'll love it. He's an open book, and I really did enjoy getting to visit with him for the first time of what will be a bunch. He's going to get sick of me, I can promise you that, because I'm going to be bothering him all the time. But it's a great interview, and I can't wait for you to hear it. But we're going to start off by talking a little bit about what's coming up, because we are just getting started with the student athletes and the athletic events getting going here on campus, and we're really going to hit the ground running over the next week or so. So I want to give you the opportunity now to plan accordingly and to get things ready to go, because as the month flips into September, we're really going to get going, because on September 4th, we get our first real competitions athletically going, and that is with the soccer doubleheader that we will be hosting at Newman University on, again, Thursday, September 4th. The first match is at 3, the second match is at 6, so it's a doubleheader. The men's team will host West Texas A&M first, and then at 6 o'clock following that, the Newman women's soccer program will host William Jewell College, and there will be food trucks and fun. We're going to pack the house, so make sure to mark your calendars for Thursday, September 4th, for that soccer doubleheader and food truck night and all the fun that's going to come with it. Then, starting on the 5th, on Friday morning, the volleyball team will be in action for the first time this season under their brand new head coach, Mike McNeil. And Coach McNeil and the ladies will head down to Wichita Falls, Texas for some competition at the Midwestern State Invitational. They'll take on William Jewell at 11 a.m. And then at 7:30 p.m. on Friday night, they'll take on Oklahoma Christian. On Saturday, the volleyball program will battle the host Midwestern State and then take on Southeastern Oklahoma State, with those matches being at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Men's soccer will be at home on Saturday afternoon as well on the 6th, as they will take on Oklahoma Christian at 1 o'clock, and women's soccer will head to, on the road for the first time to Bolivar, Missouri for a 3 o'clock match against Southwest Baptist. And then finally, 8 a.m. Saturday morning, both men's and women's cross country, and Coach Amber McVicker, they'll get their year underway with the JK Gold Classic here in town, hosted by Wichita State University. So lots going on Saturday, September 6th as well. And then into next week, we've got men's and women's golf on Monday and Tuesday. Men's will be in Warrensburg, Missouri at the Mule on Monday and Tuesday. And women's golf, they'll be at Muskogee, Oklahoma at the NSU Women's Classic hosted by Northeastern State. And then Tuesday afternoon, men's soccer will host William Jewell here in Wichita at 4 o'clock to get you into next week. And there's plenty more coming on September 11th and beyond, but that's as far as we're going to go that first week. And as I know I'm going to go back to my old shtick here, but I throw a lot at you. There's only one place to keep it all straight, and that is the Newman Jets app. Download the app today. Stats, schedules, scores, recaps, audio links, video links, literally all of that in one place. So if you haven't downloaded the Newman Jets app yet, do it today and start off your semester on the right foot. But that is a look at the upcoming Newman Jets athletic calendar. Enough of me, though. You're excited. I'm excited. You want to hear from the new athletics director here at Newman University in Kenyon Spears. So let's take a quick timeout. And when we come back, we will do exactly that. We'll hear from the new leader of the Jets right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined now by the new leader of the fleet, the brand new athletics director here at Newman University, Kenyon Spears. Welcome to Wichita. Welcome to Newman. You're settling in nicely, I see. But, I mean, you hit the ground rolling right away, got to work. I'm sure that's been a heck of an experience.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've really enjoyed my time so far. Everybody's been very welcoming from the president throughout the whole campus, and definitely have made my little over 2 months here very, very good and very welcoming and very helpful. So excited to continue to grow and meet more of our campus staff and faculty, and obviously get out more in the Newman and the Wichita community.
Well, 2 months is, I'm sure, flown by, because there's so much to do in preparation for a new school year. And now athletes are back on campus. Sports are getting rolling. You know, soccer's had some exhibitions, and we'll really get rolling here in the next week or so with athletic competition. But what has it been like for you to get to know some of your staff now, the coaches and student athletes that are here in the athletic department as well?
Yes, I was obviously still getting to know a lot of our student athletes with school just starting about a week ago. Excited about the future of Newman Athletics. We do have 6 new coaches that came in the last few months, which 2 of them, our staff with myself, and we're fortunate to bring in was our volleyball coach and our tennis coach. So we'll get to know everyone. The big thing for me is being visible and going out to practices. I will travel with at least once with every team on the road to see how things are going there. And again, being visible, being supportive of our student athletes and our coaches, and getting everyone to understand that this is a team effort.
Well, for our listeners that might not know your story maybe as well, could you fill us in on your background? I know you've got extensive experience in athletics and Division I experience at that that'll excite a lot of people. But if you could, just kind of fill us in on your journey that's led you here to Wichita.
Yeah, you know, I've had an interesting journey. It really kind of started when I was in college. I actually did a marketing internship at Lamar University my fifth year, because I redshirted my first year, and so was able to get some experience doing that early on, and then got into college coaching shortly thereafter, and coached almost 20 years all over the country. And so I've seen a lot of different perspectives from the coaching side. I've been fortunate enough to be able to dabble in some of the administration and learn from some great administrators during my time who I look at as mentors. So I feel like I did administration in some aspects before I actually got into administration at UIW. The current athletic director, Richard Duran, was the deputy at the time, and me and him, you know, was always in the office working late. He was recruiting me for, I would say a little over 2 years to transition over to administration. I kept saying no, and eventually he won out, so I appreciate him continuing to pursue it and transition to administration literally right in the middle of COVID. So got a fast introduction to the administrative side, and I've enjoyed it. I've been fortunate enough to be able to pretty much cover everything within the administration, except for probably doing the budget for the whole athletic department, which again, did the budgets for all the sports that I oversaw, which were a lot throughout my 5 year time at UIW. And so I've really learned a lot in a short amount of time, and been very fortunate to be able to lead the Jets. Appreciate Dr. Jagger and the search committee with Bob Beamer being the leader on that. So it's been good.
So from student athlete to coach to administrator, there's so many different perspectives that you've, I'm sure, gotten to observe and experience that has made you the person that you are, and kind of maybe molded your vision for what this could be here at Newman. What would you say is maybe your biggest vision for what Newman Athletics can become?
Yeah, I would say that is still a work in progress, because I'm learning so much about Newman. But the biggest thing is I want to make sure that we serve the community, we serve our campus, we're good partners with the campus and everyone that is part of the Newman family, making sure we just really engulf and reach out to our alumni to get them excited about Newman University and Newman Athletics, and just be really competitive. Our vision could change some, just depending, again, me getting to know our coaches and kind of know their style and, you know, know what they're trying to do. We'll learn that, because obviously I didn't hire most of them, so I have to learn kind of who they are and what they're about, and then work together with them to get to the common goal.
Now, there's a pretty good event for you, I'm sure, on Saturday in terms of getting into the Newman family, the Newman community. And I think I see a piece of a souvenir there up on your shelf, the Color Run, which is always a big event for our student athletes in the Newman community to go and kind of have some fun. There's always some games and activities with that. But did you get covered in the colored powder? Do you have a little fun with that on Saturday?
I had a lot of fun with it, actually. Josh Krillman, who's in charge of running that event, I met him actually on my campus interview, and we chatted right after my session with kind of the faculty, staff, and students. And he had a lot of energy, man. I really appreciate getting to know him, and was fortunate enough, obviously, to get the job. And when I came back, you know, he was one of the first ones I got to see and meet. And he brought up the Color Run, and he said, "Hey, now you said you're going to be, you know, gulfing yourself and all activities and campus events." And I said, "I'll be there. I'll be loud. I'll have fun." And sure enough, I mean, that's what I do. I love doing that. I love being able to have our athletes see me do that and make sure they know that I'm just a part of them But yes, I would say our women's basketball team got me very, very well. I shared with them that sometimes paybacks can be tough. So I had a lot of fun with it, with a lot of our student athletes, a lot of our coaches were out there being supportive of the event, and that's part of the growth that mm-hmm. this department is going to get to. So I was happy to see that we've already started that process.
Absolutely. Well, if you've met Josh, you know he's about as good of a kind of a banner carrier for Newman as there is. I mean, he was a student athlete. He was the mascot. He works here on campus. He's worked in several different capacities. I love talking to Josh. So if you've got to meet him, you've started in the right spot. I'll tell you that right now. He's been a guest on our show a few times and always enjoy him. So I love that you got to meet him. Yeah. But looking ahead, we mentioned, you know, sports will really get going here in the next couple of weeks, and you know, we've had some soccer scrimmages as kind of like the appetizer to the semester. But how has it gone for you to get to know some of these fall sports coaches, especially maybe looking towards volleyball, because Coach McNeil has been here for just a few short weeks and he's going to get going right away?
Yeah, it's been good. I've had the great fortune of being able to watch a couple of our scrimmages for men's and women's soccer, getting to know Coach Dillon and Coach Victor. You know, both are grinders and tough, and so I'm hoping that I will continue to see that within their teams as we continue out through the season. I have not seen volleyball scrimmage yet, but looking forward for them to having their first home match and being able to be out there and support them. You know, Coach Mike's been a program builder, places that he's been, so excited to see what he instills here for Newman Volleyball.
Now, you know, one of the things that has always been such an interesting question for me when I get to know new people here at Newman is, why Newman, right? Like, because when I came here, it was easy. Like, people here were so inviting, so kind. It was a no-brainer that I wanted to be a part of this. What was it for you that made you realize Newman was the next step for you and to bring your family here as well?
Yeah, you know, I've shared their story, I would say quite a bit probably, since I started the journey of filling this role. And one of my best friends, Marlon Sears, played here in the late 90s. And I met him in 2007 in Staten Island, New York at Wagner College. We worked together there for 2 years. And I probably talked to him probably more on a daily basis than I'd talk to my wife, because we just talk basketball, just talk life in general. And he would always talk about Newman University, his experience here. He's from Wichita, would talk about the town and different things. And so since 2007, I feel like I've heard about Newman almost 365, because he would always share his stories. I mentioned this to Dan Carsey the other day, because Dan brought his name up when I met Dan, and I said, don't talk too good. He's already got a big enough head. And, but he did enjoy his time here. And so when the position came open, I reached out to him and said, hey, you know, AD position is open. And he was like, no way. And I was like, yes way. And so it's like, man, I think that'd be a great fit for you. So we just got to, you know, talking about that in general, doing a deeper dive into, you know, Newman from my point of view and kind of looking at things, and it just fit. I came from a private Catholic institution that, you know, that your budgets aren't the top of the league. You know, there's a lot of things that you should be thankful for, and you have to do more with less. And so those things really aligned of what I was currently doing. And at the end of the day, my wife gave the check mark, and it gave me an opportunity to be the leader, which I was looking to do, and that's what led me here. And it's just a fit in a lot of different ways. We have great people. We have caring people for our student athletes and for this university. And I love that about Newman and about the people that are here and the greater community. So excited to continue to jump in 2 feet. In all things, and been very appreciative of our administrative staff with Mo and Billy and Zach, because they've definitely made the transition a lot easier.
I'm glad you mentioned them, because I know they were kind of splitting the AD duties for a while before you got brought to campus. But for that trio right there, I'm sure has been a wealth of information to you, and as you really gotten going. But how did they kind of throw you into the fire? Tell me a little bit about what it was like to get the lowdown from Mo and from Billy and Zach as you really got going.
Yeah, so we got together, I think it was day two, maybe day three on the job, to kind of sit and talk and cover as many things as possible. You know, we literally sat at this table and discussed what I feel was from A to Z, and I'm very appreciative and them sharing as much information, and it's been a very easy relationship building between the group, and hopefully that will continue to grow and build. But I know Billy was excited to put some of the stuff on somebody else's plate, and but he was very appreciative of that opportunity to be in that role, and obviously that gives him now more time to be able to focus on coaching his team and getting back to the national tournament. But they've been great for me. Again, I lean on them pretty heavily. I'm sure I will continue to lean on them pretty heavily. And Mo is all things Newman. And so if you need an answer or need to know something about something, she usually has it.
Absolutely. They're great people, and it kind of fits the theme, right? There's great people here, and I'm sure you've gotten to meet a lot of people outside of athletics, too, that are pivotal to the Newman operation. Could you give me somebody that maybe you met that you didn't know about or have gotten to know here recently that you've enjoyed outside of the athletics umbrella?
Yeah, you know, on my interview, I actually met Michael Eck. He was part of the interview process, and interesting story about that. He came into the meeting guns blazing and knew all about my background and talking about my college days and this, that, and the other. So I did share with him, though, if you know, I was afforded the opportunity to be the next athletic director. He would be one of the first ones on my list to grow and build that relationship, because you know, Marlon did mention his name when I was going through the process to make sure our relationship got off to a great start. And so him and I would say Kyle Barnwell has really, really been a great resource for me to learn more about the Newman community and put together some connections. And so I really, really appreciative of those two guys. And I know the list will continue to grow. Our coaches have done a good job of connecting me with the Newman community as well. And so I'm looking definitely for that list to grow as we venture out and do some heavy fundraising.
Now, you're new to the job, new to Wichita. Have you gotten a chance to go out and explore the community, the city? I mean, there's great restaurants, great things to do, you know, entertainment-wise. Have you gotten to explore Wichita yet?
You know, the answer is no. I've really been engulfed into getting as much done on the job before school started, and we'll continue that process. I say it in not a negative connotation, but I've been working backwards to learn a lot of things. So when we turn that corner and that horseshoe goes the other way, that we can go full speed ahead like a jet. So we're turning that corner now. We still got a little bit more time, but busy with our staff that once the calendar turns over to September and after that first week, we need to be moving forward and tidying up some things that we need to continue to work on. But we want to move forward. The new year's here, and the student athletes deserve that.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully once we're getting moved full speed ahead a little bit, and get you to kick your feet up and relax a little too, because it's a fun city, great place to be. I really love it here, and we're glad that you're here now, and I want you to experience that too, because I got some great recommendations for restaurants and things, so just ask me, man.
That will happen, I promise you that. You know, again, doing the interview process and my time with our first head coaches meeting, which was my second day on the job, you know, I share this because it's sincere and it's actuality. I work, I put in the time, and I want coaches to see that, I want student athletes to see that, I want faculty and staff to see that, because I feel like we have a lot of room to grow here, and I think a lot of great things can come about from that.
All right. Now, are you a routines guy, or is it just kind of whatever the day brings?
Well, I would say this. Very rarely does my schedule go as planned. sometimes meetings get cut short. Sometimes meetings get canceled that I had on the list for the day. Priorities change. I feel like sometimes by the hour, it could be by the minute. So I expect the unexpected as the good Lord wakes me up every morning, and I give Him thanks. But it's the life of college athletics. You never know what could happen. But things have been going well, and I'm excited about it. But I just know sometimes things happen.
Absolutely. Now, this is, as you mentioned, kind of a very similar situation to where you've been in the past as a private Catholic school that's working against some other outside forces in the conference, might not have the most resources. What would you say your experiences at UIW or Stops prior give you lessons or encouragement for what we can do here at Newman? Because I know you've got some big visions for what this place can become.
Yeah, that was the attraction, because I've lived it from a coaching perspective. I've lived it from a student-athlete perspective in some regards, and then also an administrative perspective. So I've seen the recipe. I've seen the equation of how the growth can happen and how you can get to the top. UIW transitions from D2 to D1, right? Same thing for Newman. Newman transitions from NAIA to D2. Lots of similarities along the path, and the biggest thing is you got to believe. You got to believe every day. You have to work at it to get better every day. I talked about this, like I said last week, I had two losses. I judge myself on a day-to-day basis, and two losses was tough for me last week. But we regroup, we attack the day, we attack the next day, and we do everything we can to win the day. And if you continue to stack wins, right, the more times you stack wins, the better opportunity you're going to give yourself to look at it at the end of the year and be like, you know what, it was pretty productive. So it's a day-to-day grind. It's a day-to-day evaluation to be able to get to the finish line and be positive and be productive, and we'll work at that. The biggest thing I shared with our coaches is, you gotta bring a great attitude and great energy every day. I'm gonna have it. I'm gonna bring it. And if you don't, that's okay, because things happen. I know there's things with inside, outside, external things that may come about, but I don't ever want to cheat the day and cheat our kids. And if I feel like that's not what you're bringing, as I've shared with them, you may just be asked to go home for the day and regroup and then circle back the next day. Because I want to make sure we have the right culture, have the right mindset to where we can build this thing slowly and do it the right way.
All right. Again, Kenyon Spears is our guest, the brand new athletics director here at Newman. As we start off our JetCast year with the top of the pyramid, brand new, we wanted to get you on the show, hear your perspectives, but I wanted to finish with the goals. Where do you want the Newman Athletics Department to be, at the end of this first school year with you on campus, and where can that lead into the future?
It's interesting that you asked that question, because the coaches are asking the same thing. what are your goals for me for this year, right? And the biggest response I give them is share what your goals are, right? Because, again, I'm still learning them, still learning the program. There's only so many things you can learn and know about, going on Google, mm-hmm. and going on the website, things of nature. But to do it the right way, right, to be competitive, and I'll share this with you, stay within your budget. There's a lot of areas where we can get better. There's a lot of areas we will get better. This is a learning year for all of us. I would say for our coaches, they understand that you know, the level will get raised, but we will work through this year together to create some monster goals. But as far as me specific, I got to put us in the best position as possible to grow our budgets, to grow our fundraising dollars, which will allow us to do a lot of great things.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited that you're here. It's great to visit with you for this first time, and we'll check in here in a few weeks maybe and see how the ball keeps rolling. And as this thing keeps growing, I can't wait to see where it goes.
Appreciate your time, and go Jets.
Absolutely. That's Kenyon Spears, new AD here at Newman. We'll take a quick break and be back to wrap up the show right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas, and with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Final segment of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you for episode 145 of our show. And our first of the 2025-2026 year. I am so excited about what's to come with our show in the next few weeks as we get into the throes of the fall semester with so much going on. We're going to get great interviews with some of our coaches and student athletes, and I can't wait for you to hear some of their thoughts as we get into this new chapter, this brand new year. But we'll talk some soccer next week and probably some volleyball as well. So stay tuned for that. And be sure to follow us, like us, subscribe, all that fun stuff here to the JetCast. You can go to NewmanJets.com/podcast and find the show right there for you. All of our archived episodes, also links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, it's all right there. So wherever you get your podcasts, you can get the JetCast too. But again, go to NewmanJets.com/podcasts for more. Again, I'm Jackson Schneider. It's so great to be back. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week with more here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.